Good morning. It's day 130, and I always say this is going to be quick, and I think it probably will be today, because it's all, like right here. So, all right, so here's the thing I heard on the way in. You know, remember I told you the car is the sanctuary. Bathrooms are sanctuaries. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Probably when you're washing the dishes, you know what I mean? Like God always shows up in the mundane, but he also shows up when he gets a chance to have us by ourselves. Which is usually the car and the shower. So that seems like when God speaks. Two words, he kept saying, it's time, it's time, it's time. And I saw a clock at 5 minutes to noon, 5 minutes to 12, and it kept shifting to noon. So heaven is taking applications right now for early enrollment, just like we do in colleges. I'm being funny, but I'm being serious. There are things that you can have that are right now. It's time. Some of us have felt like we were off time or that we were missing time, and when is it going to be time? And that shift, that little 5 till 12 to 12, it is time. He kept saying that, and I wanted to read this verse to tell you one other thing I heard. This is from Ezekiel, the end of the chapter, about verse 23. He says, "The days are near when every vision will be fulfilled, for there will be no more false visions or flattering divinations among the people of Israel. But I, the Lord, will speak what I will, and it will be fulfilled without delay." That's the key for us now. I will speak what I will, and it will be fulfilled without delay. Everything in this era is about hearing his voice, knowing that still small voice. And when he speaks, when he's speaking to us, he's not going to delay. The gap between the speaking and even the declaration that comes out of our mouth and the decrees that come out of our mouth, I believe it's a season where we're going to see many of our words aren't going to drop. You remember the scripture about whatever I bind on heaven is, bound on earth is bound in heaven. When I look at that one, I always go a little bit nuts in a great way, because it's like, here was the issue of that one. He's saying, whatever I permit is already permitted in heaven. Whatever I don't permit is already permitted. How can what I'm doing already be something established in heaven? Because we're one. Because the thing that's in you when you are one with Jesus is you're connected to heaven already. We're already seated there. We're already living there. So when I say, when I bind the enemy from stealing anything else from me, and I basically call in all the things that are lost, I loose those things. I bind his attempt to continue to steal. It's already in heaven. He's trying to say to us in so many words in that passage that, guys, you've already got heaven inside of you. We're already in agreement. So just look at that passage a little bit more. I'm going to be looking at that one too. But the rest of this passage in Ezekiel says, "For in your days, your rebellious people, I will fulfill whatever I says, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, the Israelites are saying," this is us for the last how many years? some of us in our very long transitions, this has been us. "Some of the Israelites are saying, the vision he sees is for many years from now. And he prophesies about the distant future," right? He said, "Therefore say to them this. This is what the sovereign Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, says the Lord." Whatever he says, whatever you hear him say, the timestamp on those words are literally, as we are framing up that reality with our mouth and our declaration decree, whatever he says, we're one with him, and we declare out of our mouth. We're not going to see this huge delay between the outcome of what we're prophesying and what we're talking about. This is an era and a time where there is no delays, and that's what accelerated time looks like. Acceleration takes the gaps out. So when I saw the 5 till 12 go boom to 12, that's what's happening. And some of us have felt like we're in the wrong time, we've missed time, et cetera, et cetera. He's saying it's time. Boom, it's on the noon. And the other word that I heard just as I sat down here, haven't heard this word in a while. It's kind of like a science fiction term almost. Cup of Jesus. Is this spontaneous combustion. Spontaneous human combustion is used to describe when a human is either living or recently dead seems to burst into flame. Oh, every time I'm gonna see if I can try to read this one. I can't get past the burst. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Oh, I'm gonna try it again. When either living or recently dead, how many have felt like you were recently dead? Hands up, right? How many have felt like you were recently dead for 20 years, right? It's when a person who has either living, like I would say barely living, or recently dead seems to burst into. Burst into flames without an external source of ignition. It's because the flame is already it's already inside of us. I think this is God's humor way of saying today, you are the revival, you are the manifestation, you are the flame. I mean, and if we just get that one, then we won't be waiting on something else outside of us to start it. We already have it. All we have to do is release what's in us. It's such a crazy shift in our thinking. You know, I've told my wife and other people, I said, they need to make a movie that actually depicts what it looks like when you and I walk in a room. I mean, honestly, you know, because if you really thought about it, I've likened it to the fragrance of Christ. You know, it's like if you walk in, you know, those little things that make the little smell, you put them in the vaporizer, fills the whole room. Or imagine you walking into a room and the fragrance of Christ as a billowing wave just begins to move over the whole room. The kingdom of heaven is doing things when you show up, whether you know what they're, what I'm still stuck on the combustion, whether you know it or not. And we cannot underestimate what happens when the atmospheres change, when the rooms change. You know, when that happens in a room like this, which kid decided against getting an abortion? Which kid decided that they probably weren't going to do something that they were going to do? Which person all of a sudden came out of a self-defeating depression place and all of a sudden they started feeling hope and life again just because we showed up? It's not an arrogant thing. If I carry the kingdom, wherever the kingdom of God is, there's a manifestation, period. Proclamation, demonstration, proclamation, demonstration. That's what Jesus did all the time. So when you show up, there's always something that's happening. Always something that's happening, even if you can't see. That's why we want to see in the unseen real what God is framing up in the natural and use our mouth to do that, right? That's why, you know, we are constantly doing that thing where Jesus said, I only do what I see my father doing. I'm always asking, Dad, what are you doing in the room? Father, what are you doing in the room? Like, what's going on? And if we'll watch and we'll look to the unseen and see in the spirit what he's doing, we'll be able to declare it, and that we'll be able to declare it, and it becomes part of something. Once it comes out of your mouth, it already has life. It has life. You don't release a word, whether negative or positive, that doesn't have life in the spirit. It's going to go somewhere. We were created with a voice. It's what makes us unique from every other creation on the planet. Our voice, our voice, our voice. And this is the year of the mouth. And what I believe he's saying here, the takeaway for me in Ezekiel 12 is the gap between the thing we declare and the thing manifesting is narrowing. It's narrowing a lot. And we're looking at spontaneous human combustion. You know, we're going to burst into flames without an external source of ignition. It is argued that SHC can be caused by an individual's behavior and habits, such as alcohol consumption. I would take that part out and just call it drunkenness in the Holy Ghost. Spontaneous combustion. The fire is on the inside of us already. And things, when they happen spontaneous, there usually is a chain reaction of other things that are happening. We are sitting in a place right now where you are going to see, and I am going to see, several things birth at once and several things spontaneously happening around us. The place that we're in terms of acceleration right now, and what God is doing and the way that he's moving and redeeming time is suddenlies are our new norm, okay? They're new to us, but not new to him. We've been prepared for this landscape that we're not ready for, that we're not qualified for, that we don't even know what we're doing in. If you feel completely lost in it, then you're probably with Jesus right now, in a good way. So the preparation of that landscape is what he's done in the protracted long transition we've been in. We've been fire tested. Fire tested means you get a promotion, and the promotion is you get to walk in an unscripted life. You get to walk as one who, no matter how messy you've been along the way, that you're walking as one that the Father trusts. He trusts us. He knows what we're made of. He's been walking with us through this whole season of our life of preparation. So as we're coming into the very thing that we were created for, you know, it's not like we haven't been prepared. Your feeling of preparedness has nothing to do with whether or not you are prepared or not. You don't have to feel prepared. I'm going to put up a sermon. I have a couple announcements. I'm going to put up a sermon that I preached on December 29th at the Remnant Church here in Brunswick. And it really laid out what was happening in 2019 and what the transition of 2020 looked like. I'm going to put that up later. I would encourage you to listen to that and share that one, because it's like, it really is just kind of understanding the times. That's what we as prophetic people do. And we're all prophetic. Everybody, every single one of you is. So when something's going on inside of you that's larger than what your circumstance seems to warrant, when you are feeling something large, it's usually about more than you. And I think we see that happen a lot. All right, so a couple announcements, and then I'm going to probably be back on. We're going to have our revival talk tonight at Remnant Church at 7. So there might be a surprise coming with that one too, so you might want to tune into that one. Also, my wife and I are going to be releasing, we have two completed books. One my wife and I wrote together, and one I wrote, and we just been looking at the timing on the release. But the first one that we're going to release is Supernatural Workplace, Confessions of a High School English Teacher. I'm going to put the cover up later to that book. We're getting it ready to be released into Kindle right now. So that's coming. And I wanted to, what else was I going to say? Michael Ricks, if you don't know who he is, look at him on Facebook, look at him on the internet. He's a up-and-coming country music artist who plays the banjo. He's phenomenal. He's in town. He's a friend of ours, and we're probably going to be doing some things that we'll be able to get out on Facebook Live later this week, so or during any time during this week. So there's a few things coming up. And I also wrote, I am available to itinerate. Yes, and so are you. A lot of us are going to be in a spot where suddenly you find yourself being sent out. This is the time. The time is now. And the invitations, I see like rows of invitations coming. It's like the invitations to do the thing that you were created for. It may start slow. Don't despise a small beginning. Let God bring the thing that's on right in front of you. Do that thing and then do the next. This is a time of acceleration in terms of the gift that makes room for you. There is acceleration on that gift. There is an opening of doors. There's favor on steroids right now. And favor puts us in places we don't belong, in front of people we've never been in front of. Favor is the thing that opens up multiple doors and births multiple things inside of us all at the same time. So get ready, because our head is going to be spinning as literally things begin to pop. And I believe that they're popping in clusters. You're going to see several things pop at one time in the best way. So it's not going to be one door opening. It's going to be three doors opening. Does that make sense? So our framework now is acceleration and redemption of time, which means everything is condensed. It's deeper, richer, broader. It has more texture to it. It is richer. It's more fulfilling. It is also the convergence of many years. A lot of things have been sown, and we are walking in as 11th hour people, and we get to reap a harvest that we didn't completely sow into, that everyone in the ages of the church have sown into the move that we're in right now, which is continuous revival, multi-billion soul harvest till the end. That move is not new. It's not catching God off guard. The revival that we're seeing and the revival hubs that are popping up all over the place and the revival things that are happening everywhere, Dawsonville, Georgia, I know Remnant, there are many other places. Tell me about the places happening with you. I'd love to hear about what's going on in other places. My point in that is that he's not just doing one thing. He's doing all things simultaneously. And it's happening in the earth. It's all over the earth. It is not just in one place. And if you are the walking revival and the manifestation of heaven, that means, as my wife prayed, she got baptized again this past Sunday in Dawsonville, Georgia. I think I said about this yesterday. And she had this kind of reminiscent thing of the days of Rodney Howard Brown and you know, Lakeland, Florida, and Pensacola, where she would just be drunk. It took her 2 hours to get from the baptismal pool back into the sanctuary because she couldn't walk. And they had to, like, she plopped down for 10 seconds and be drunk out of her mind, and it would be a little bit contagious, you know. So we are in a place to expect crazy things, and don't assume that God isn't going to break in on this group or that group or that group. He will break in. I think it's time for us to stop slamming different styles of worship and different types of church in terms of focus. You know, we love to get on the seeker-friendly thing. Jesus is not a respecter of persons. He's coming after the religious and the prodigal at the same time. And so I think it's time to start using our mouth to bless them, to release blessing, to release revival. Stops, like, we don't want to be the elitist. And there, it's an easy place to go in the context of revival to think that you have it all. Nobody has it all at all, okay? We all have our piece. I'm going to release what Scott Infante releases, okay? We all have a place in this, and there's overlap on every front. The streams are cross-pollinating like crazy. It is a convergence of all the ages of the church, so there's so much on the table. In previous times, you would see things in history. God would restore the prophetic, restore healing. This is an age and era where it's all there, and you carry it because you are the walking revival. So we have to learn how to bless with our mouth. We need to stop picking on Baptists, stop picking on this. It's just not right. Because God, you know, when you look at revivalists in history, you have two camps, and I'll end with this. Essentially, you have people that say, oh, revival rests solely on the shoulders of men. You know, we pray it in, we do this, and others are on the side of it's a sovereign move. I think it's both. I think Jesus is the grand initiator, Holy Spirit. I don't breathe unless he initiates. I don't get up unless he initiates. I am a firm believer that God, in his mandate for Jesus to get his inheritance on the earth, is driving his love and his passion for revival on the planet. And so he is initiating, he is moving, he is coming into things. If you look at just the book of life that your name is written in, the pages that you're living in right now were established before you were ever born. Psalm 139 tells us that, you know, that all the days of my life before I was yet basically conceived were written in your book. What would you not think would be true about revival? That in the book of revival, in the book of God's and Jesus's mandate to reconcile all things to himself, what part of that book do you think is catching Jesus by surprise? None of it. And so we don't rule anything out. We have to become the source of blessing. Blessing those that have been our enemies, blessing those that don't worship the way we do. He is going to break in on some groups of people that you and I never expect. Can we expect anything different from a Savior who loves? He loves Baptists, he loves Presbyterians, he loves seeker-sensitive, he loves them all. And everyone awakening is him literally awakening us to him and to love. He is awakening the planet, not just my local revival. He is awakening the planet. We don't own it. We never did own it. We are the ones who are the fortunate ones to be living in such a time as this, because we get to participate in the greatest time to ever be alive for such a time as this. We get to participate in worldwide revival, where it's holy chaos to the end, unscripted life, pulling down heaven prophetically and through intercession, and literally living in a place where religion is dead and Holy Ghost is alive, and we're listening to his voice and responding to it. That is the modus operandi in this era. No more religious edifices. We're not building religious works. Those are coming down, and they're being replaced with a living ecclesia who listens and responds and is fulfilling the mandate as walking manifestations of heaven. So we don't pick on any other group of people. We bless and we pray and we ask for Jesus to come. He saved both the prodigal and the son that were at home, that was at home. The religious son were both outside of the father's house. He's not just coming to reconcile the prodigal and the churchgoer, many of which don't know Jesus. I mean, let's just say it. He is coming to reconcile the world, and he already did it. It was accomplished. This is the working out and the manifestation of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. He died for the whole world, not just my group, not just my tribe, for everyone. So, blessings. This is spontaneous combustion. This is a time where words are not delayed. The delay or the refractory period between what we declare, that part is shrinking up. It's 5 till 12, popping on to 12. It's time. It's time. And so don't think you're out of sync with time. Transitions can be messy, and the enemy tries to play with them all the time. Okay? He tries to play with them, with struggles that pop up, with distractions, etc. Some of our transitions are requiring great alignment in many places in heaven. And so if you're watching somebody else's begin to pop and you're still sitting there wondering where yours is, don't worry. Nobody gets left out on this one. It's a whosoever will revival and generation. If you're a whosoever will and you know that you have zero credentials and there's nothing you can do and that you are totally reliant upon the God of the impossible, you're in. That's the qualification. I have nothing. I trust in the God of the impossible. And if he doesn't come and deliver the goods, we don't have anything, right? It's no more church as usual. It's manifestation of heaven, walking as manifest sons and daughters of God who carry it with us. Just release it. Move. Move in a direction and do what you do and watch it blow open. Don't become paralyzed. This is not a paralysis. If you don't have a clear word exactly, then look at what's already in you, because you're one with Jesus and you can trust it. For some of us, it's just the burden and the frustration that you are feeling. The frustration, if you want to know what your burden is as far as calling, look at the places where you have intense frustration. That intense frustration is the kingdom of heaven inside of you saying, this ain't right, this ain't right, this ain't right, this ain't right. It needs to get made right. That's what the kingdom of heaven does. It turns everything inside out, upside down, and it makes that which has gone askew, it makes it right. That's what the rule and the reign of heaven looks like. Look at the places of your greatest frustration and you will find a call in your heart and move in that place. If you don't have the super clear word, the word is already inside of you. You are one with him. And some places, I think he's just trying to get us to be who we are and to act like we're one. If you have this burden to start a soup kitchen, it's not the devil. Just saying. So start it. There's a lot of things that God is going to bring as we move. Take the thing that is in you right now and do something with it. To him who has, more shall be given. There is a context for the demand of heaven. If you're looking for the miracles to happen and you're not praying for anyone, then you don't have a context. We must put a demand on heaven, and putting a demand on heaven comes in a context. And the context is where you work, what you do, everything. When you are in a place where you are going to release the kingdom, then that is the context, and that puts a demand on heaven, and heaven shows up. There are no delays. He is just waiting on us to move and trust what's in us, and that knowing that he has prepared us for this landscape, because we're unprepared, right? That's your qualification. But he really has. Even if you don't feel it, he really has. And so we're in that place where we can move, and it's going to happen. Things are going to pop and pop and pop. Movement is going to be like domino effects in every direction. Spontaneous combustion in me, through me, and around me. Blessings, guys. If you found this helpful, just share it. But I love hearing about what's going on with you guys. Please tell me what's going on. Tell us some ways we can pray. Yes, all of that. All right. Blessings.